Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to the acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect Brahmanical culture? Purport. In the age of Kali, the women and the children, along with the brahmanas and cows, will be grossly neglected and left unprotected. In this age, illicit connection with women will render many women and children uncared for. Circumstantially, the women will try to become independent for the protection of men, and marriage will be performed as a matter of formal agreement between men and women. In most cases, the children will not be taken care of properly. The brahmanas are traditionally intelligent men, and thus they will be able to pick up modern education to the topmost rank. But as far as moral and religious principles are concerned, they shall be the most fallen. Education and bad character go ill together, but such things will run parallel. The administrative heads as class will condemn the tenets of Vedic wisdom and will prefer to conduct a so-called secular state, and the so-called educated brahmanas will be purchased by such unscrupulous administrators. Even a philosopher and writer of many books on religious principles may also accept an exalt post in a government which denies all the moral codes of the Shastras. The brahmanas are specifically restricted from accepting such service, but in this age they will not only accept service, but they will do so even if it's of the meanest quality. These are some of the symptoms of the Kali age which are harmful to the general welfare of human society. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakayam Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Miti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So thank you for the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, is mentioned that the Lord appears in this age of Kali in four forms. These four forms are Ganga, Tulsi, devotees, and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and all of these paraphernalias have to be present somehow or another in the spiritual environment. All these four paraphernalias, devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi, and Mother Ganga. So when we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we should, as many times been mentioned, we should accept and see it as a pure form of the Lord. And there are three aspects to the Lord. Bhagavan, bhakti as a process, and bhakta as the one who performs bhakti. So when a bhakta gives his commentaries or his purports on Srimad Bhagavatam, it should be understood as a revelation from the Supreme Lord. As we understand, Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports are very deep and very profound. So, and to start, I would like to also very much request the blessings of Vaishnavas in this temple room, those Vaishnavas which are present online, and all the Ananta Koti, all the Vaishnavas all around the universe. Only with the permission and blessings of devotees, we can actually speak something of relevance.
Vanchakalpa Turupyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavbhyo Namo Namaha.
So just to give kind of a brief context to what is Dharmaraj speaking here in the form of a bull. As we all know, this section of Bhagavatam, this chapter will be purely about kind of a how Dharmaraj in the form of a bull was wandering around the planet and he saw Mother Cow being uncared for. And then at one point in the future verses will explain Maharaj Parikshit as he embarked on the mission to kind of make sure that the age of Kali is checked. He found these two personalities being beaten by Kali personified. So rather than directly tackling the kind of a points Prabhupada was mentioning regarding protection and giving shelter, I would like to speak slightly about the degradation which age of Kali brings. In Bhagavad Gita is a verse 4.2. Evam parampara praptam, evam rajarsya vidu, imam rajarsya vidu, sakaleneha mahata, yogo nasta parantapa. Prabhupada translates, the supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in this way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it appears to be lost. So let me ask you a question. How is it possible that something like science of Krishna consciousness or science of bhakti is lost? Simple question. Let's say there's a book, a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita by some Mayavadi. Would you read it? Who would read it?
Well, then this is one scholar came to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was preaching. And the scholar asked Prabhupada, why are you preaching against this author? So Prabhupada had the book of this author, Radha Krishna. Prabhupada got it off the shelf, and he asked him to open the page on certain 934 or something. Prabhupada asked me to read. And as he was reading, he said in the commentary that you have to meditate on within Krishna.
Mm.
So Prabhupada, you see, this is why we call them rascals, because they deny who Krishna is.
Yes. So the point was that those who neglect the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are opposing to the principles of Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhakta, we should not associate with either that literature or that people, that personalities. Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse 4.2, as soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the disciplic succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciplic succession was broken, and therefore he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. So we just established now, I ask you a question, would you read the commentary from unauthorized sampradaya, apa sampradaya, or someone who preaches against Krishna consciousness? And the answer was no. So the question now is, how is possible that bhakti or the conclusion of the Gita appears to be lost? If you maintain the principles and standards of Krishna consciousness within your sampradaya, how can this unscrupulous commentators kind of a dive into the sampradaya in itself? How is it possible? There's no possibility. Other than that, as we call something called inside job. So 5,000 years ago, Krishna himself detected that the Gita was mistreated, misspoken, and not understood correctly through actually the personalities within the sampradaya. So this point is very, very important. Purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. Only those personalities which can enter the sampradaya or enter the philosophical teachings, and by the mistreating the philosophy, that may happen that the sampradaya or the philosophy starts diminishing, reducing, or diluting. This is what Prabhupada is saying. And Prabhupada made a statement that no one can actually touch this movement. No one outsider can touch Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON. Only could be mistreated from within. So what I'm trying to do is I would like to try to establish certain premises, and we will come to the point how actually Kali manifests himself. So parampara praptam, the disciplic succession is only protected if the people within are connected to the Krishna consciousness correctly, properly, and on the right level. So what happens is that many speculations may come when we interpret Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada, as a pure devotee, he spoke things as they are, as the supreme truth. Sometimes it feels and it seems unpalatable. I remember my first question in Krishna consciousness, that was 10 years ago. How is that possible that Krishna instructed Arjuna to kill so many people? How come that God, I thought he's a very peaceful person, instructs someone to kill, to murder, to slaughter? How is that possible? So based on my mental concoction or my mental reality, how I perceive the reality, I start opposing or I start putting certain questions and thinking differently on the Bhagavad Gita because how I was thinking, the way I was brought up. So we should understand that speculations and opinions, feelings, and fallible judgments are actually the cause of dilution, how the sampradaya may be diluted. So the question is, how can I judge according to the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada? In Bhagavad Gita, we have all the answers need to be presented, how to make a perfect decision based on the reality of things. So another verse, adhyasthanam tata karta karanam cha pritak vidham vividhascha pritak chesta daivam chaivarta panchanam. In the Bhagavad Gita 18:14, it said, the place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul, these are the five factors of action. Prabhupada says in the commentary, under these circumstances, he who is acting in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the supersoul, situated within the heart, naturally not bound by any activity. Those in complete Krishna consciousness are not ultimately responsible for their actions. Everything is dependent on the supreme will, the supersoul, the supreme personality of Godhead. So Krishna here is saying, Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gonitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada is saying in this verse that those people which are not connected to the supersoul, which their practice is not fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, they accumulate karma. And the tendency of karma, either good or bad, is ultimately degradation. Even if you are a Brahmana on the topmost caliber, you may become puffed up. So even in a mode of goodness is actually maybe a trap. Only those personalities who can maintain the pure unalloyed sadhana and spiritual practice are connected to the supersoul. And we know that Krishna maintains his devotees. He maintains the standards. He doesn't dilute anything. So in this verse, the previous verse, evam parampara prapta, even the possibility of something was diluted or something was lost is direct indication that the practices were not properly done. Does it make sense? The connection is there? So if something goes down, means something is not practiced correctly. So these are the 5 points, right? The kshetra, which is the body, the performer, variety of senses, many different kinds of endeavor, and the supersoul. It's very interesting that different acharyas, they actually speak differently about who is the performer of the activity. I can pose a question, who you think is the one who performs the activity, as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita? Three doers. Material nature performs. The permitter. According to Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur, this is an interesting thing. He says that soul is not actually the performer. Soul doesn't perform anything. As Jagat Priya Mataji mentioned, between the soul, desire of the soul, and the mechanical manifestation of the prakriti, there is one thing, which actually is the one who performs the activity, who actually dilutes the desire, and that is the ahankar, the false ego. So Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur directly says that he doesn't accept soul as a factor of creating activity. Why? It's very simple. If you are a soul, and if you're making spiritual decisions, that means your decisions will be, where's the next kalpa vriksha tree? I would like to desire to, you know, serve Krishna somehow. Where's Krishna? Where's Radharani? Where are the Sakas and where are the Gopis? How can I serve them? Where are the Vaishnavas? Where is the Bhagavad Gita? How can I glorify Bhagavatam? So if the soul is making a decision, if the soul is making a choice, it's only a spiritual choice. But the reason why we are in this material world is that ahankar. Ahankar is making decision instead of us. The material false ego is making decision instead of us. So those devotees which are purely connected to Krishna, they don't suffer from their reactions because Krishna takes over. But the moment you kind of disconnected yourself from this will of Krishna, you start absorbing yourself in fruitive activities, in karma, and good and bad will start manifesting. So the performer is said that is the soul, but actuality is the ahankar. So if the ahankar is making these decisions, why is that the soul is actually bounded in this material world? As Jagat Priya Mataji mentioned, the ultimate was the decision, was the desire to enjoy. And because of that desire to enjoy, everything starts, Krishna starts manifesting and helping you to fulfill that desire of enjoyer. And that can be only done if you actually forget who you are. Because if you truly know who you are, I'm a servant, dasa anudas anudas, hundreds and thousands of times, I'm the servant of the servants. Therefore, the focus is not on myself. But the moment that decision is changed, that I want to enjoy, ahankar needs to cover the soul. The false ego has to cover the soul. Because only then you can actually seemingly enjoy. So why are we speaking this? As Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically in this verse, is mentioned about exploitation, is mentioned about protection, is mentioned about how different personalities, our women, children, brahmanas, and cows, are actually mistreated. Srila Prabhupada, in his class to this verse, he says that the Vedic principles or the Vedic Varnashram system is actually based on giving a shelter, offering a shelter to anyone and everyone. And actually everyone in the Varnashram system offers shelter and receives shelter, except the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are the only caste which actually provide shelter because they are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which manifests through the different limbs of Varnashram, like the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Shudras. So 5,000 years ago, the degradation of Brahmana started with the curse of little Brahman boy, Sringi, who cursed Parikshit Maharaj. So in this way, the mistreated of the Brahman Tejas, or the energy of the Brahmanas when it was mistreated, the degradation of Brahmanical culture started. So the question is now, how can we actually understand how to take shelter and of whom we should take shelter of? In the Bhagavad Gita is mentioned 342, Indrayani parani ahur, Indrayibhya paramam mana, manasastu parabhudir, yobude paratastu saha. Translation, the working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, in brackets, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence. Prabhupada says, with intelligence, one has to seek on the constitutional position of the soul and engage the mind always in Krishna consciousness. That solves all the problems. A neophyte spiritualist is generally advised to keep aloof from the objects of the senses. But aside from that, one has to strengthen the mind by use of intelligence. So what does this mean for us? It means that if you ask someone a question, simple question, what gives you happiness? Different personalities will answer the question differently. Someone who's on the sensual platform will say, well, I just love, I don't know, Coca-Cola. It's just so amazing. Such a sugar rush is inside, you know, it just gives me so much pleasure. Someone who's on the platform of the mind, he said, well, I love to go for a walk in the nature, or I love to be with my friends. He very much on the platform of thinking, feeling, and willing. Someone who's on the platform of intelligence, he said, well, what gives me pleasure is studying. It gives me like philosophical discussions, something which gives me intellectual pleasure. But someone who's on the Anandamoy platform, he said, I love to discuss Krishna Katha, or I love to associate with the Vaishnavas, or I love to perform the service. So if you ask yourself how to take shelter of whom I should take shelter, you first have to pose certain questions to that person. And you can see on which platform that person is. Either is the platform of sense gratification, mind gratification, intellectual gratification, or spiritual gratification. And only of those personalities we should take shelter. Srila Prabhupada in yesterday's class, he was speaking about a few very important things for us as devotees. And that is, what is the qualification of a guru, the one who gives shelter? And also, what is the qualification of one who receives shelter, or the disciple? Prabhupada very firmly was emphasizing that you as a devotee, you have to follow four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, studying scriptures, rendering service, associating with Vaishnavas. These are the qualifications of a disciple or a devotee. Qualification of guru is that he provides the spiritual shelter and spiritual nourishment. He will give you books, he will give you opportunity to serve. So, in this verse, Prabhupada was indicating how the age of Kali is actually exploiting people. In this age of Kali, the main goal will be exploitation rather than sheltering or protecting. Imagine this, modern world is all about impressions, feelings, feeding the mind. With such a strong confrontation on the level of the mind becomes the most powerful agent within you. You see, when we've been in America, in New York, there was this, how they call that big street with the big fancy lights and everything was just so shining. There was a Times Square, right? So in Times Square, if you go in the Times Square, you just see all these ads and commercials and people doing all these weird stuff, running around naked and, you know, singing weird karmic songs. And you can see that just the modern world is in a such a way constructed that constantly feeds the mind. Feel this, explore this. So what happens is that when the mind is constantly fed with these emotions and feelings, mind take over. Have you been ever in a situation when you have some negative feelings about a person? Let's say he's not very pleasing, I'm not very happy with him. So what happens, because mind is so strong, the intelligence will take over. The intelligence will actually give you reasons why you should hate him even more, right? You say, look, that person, I don't have such a relationship with him, I don't like him. Intelligence, no problem, I will facilitate that. He comes late, he doesn't serve nicely, look the way he's dressed, the tilak, oh my goodness, is terrible today. The socks, he's got a hole, you know, in the socks. I hate him for that. So the intelligence becomes subordinate to the mind. Intelligence, which is above the mind, will become subordinate to the mind. That's how we justify things, right? I come late for the morning program, or I don't come for the morning program because, well, I'm tired. I went to sleep late. I don't feel like it today. or this doesn't work for me. Or, so what happens, the mind, the emotions, the feelings of the mind become so powerful that they will take off you from the path of Krishna consciousness. Because they will literally absorb the intelligence. They will take the intelligence and absorb the intelligence. So rather than intelligence will giving you, no, mind, shut up now. This guy is not bad, he's not good, he's a devotee, he's a Vaishnava, whatever things he does are just minute things, small things. This person, out of billions of people, he chants Hare Krishna. This is real intelligence. The real intelligence means conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. The real intelligence means the words of the Acharya. The real intelligence means even unpalatable things. And I'm not going to name them here. I'm not going to name those interesting things which Prabhupada is mentioning throughout his lifespan of presenting Krishna consciousness in the Western world, right? How many people have problems with them? Prabhupada said there was no landing on the moon. Devotees been leaving KC because of this. Because their feeling, their emotions was that, no, America is the greatest country. I'm a proud American. My ahankar is saying, yes, we've been on the moon. Prabhupada said, no, you haven't. So what happens? Not strong intelligence, leave ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada says something about different races, different sexual orientation. He speaks about different genders differently. People have been leaving because of this. Why? Because of emotions. Because uncontrolled mind is there. And I'm not saying that we should broadcast these things or we should somehow use mental concoctions and mental jugglery just to play with these thoughts and ideas. I'm saying, is your intelligence strong enough to overcome your mind? That's the real question. Are you ready to actually accept the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, the place where the palm trees are not growing is a place where Shudras residing, Mlechas and Yavanas. Basically, out of Bharatvarsha, everyone is a Shudra and Mlecha. It is said that European countries are actually being a place of refuse of those which are not even ready to follow Varnashram system. A lot of devotees are from Europe. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you are, you know, refuse of Bharatvarsha? So these are the questions. Are we ready to actually, with intelligence, accept the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam? Are we ready for that? So here it is said, Prabhupada speaks about protection. He speaks about unhappiness of different personalities. It is speaking about women, children, cows, which will be exploited because of their nature and situation and how they are situated in Varnashram system. Actually, every single one of us, we are dependent. We are dependent on our superiors. But don't think that this dependence is something which is based on being degraded. Degradation? Degraded. Don't think about that taking a shelter of someone else is a sign of me being less. You would never ever take shelter of your guru if you think you're better than him. Right? Why would you take shelter of someone who's seemingly less than you? So Varnashram system is based on humility, patience, and acceptance. Humility means this is my position. This is my position in Varnashram system. This is the position of someone else. Why should I take shelter of him? But we don't accept things blindly. We are not blind followers. You are fully free, and actually it's necessary for you to ask question why. Why should I take shelter of my spiritual master? Why should a child take shelter of a mother? Why should cow take shelter of Vaishyas? Why should Vaishyas take shelter of Kshatriyas? Why should Kshatriyas take shelter of Brahmanas? Why should Brahmanas take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why should wife take a shelter of a husband? And why should husband take shelter of a wife? Right? Based on our constitutional position, we give and we take shelter. Right? Husband provides nourishment for the family. Husband provides different necessities for the family. The wife provides emotional support and creates home environment. She is considered the first guru of a child is mother. So many times, and sometimes it's really upsetting that we see ourselves in a position of like a degraded position. But actually, to be situated in a servitorship position is the greatest position you can be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that position of a servant. He was experiencing the greatest bliss and ecstasy because being a servant. One point Prabhupada is mentioning here is, in most cases, the children will not be taken care of properly. There's one term in the Bhagavad Gita, it's called Varnashankara. Varnashankara, Prabhupada translates as unwanted progeny. Do you know what's the translation? Varna, Shankara. Shankara means mixing. Varna means like a constitution or a... Varna means a caste. Caste. So Varna Shankara means mixing of castes. So what does it mean for us? It means that, let's say, Brahmanic woman married a Kshatriya father or a Kshatriya husband. What happened? Because her consciousness is more Brahmanical than the husband, the Kshatriya, it was very difficult to cooperate. Let's say a Shudra husband marries a Brahmanical wife. Not possible. Why? Because different stages of consciousness require different kinds of shelter. And this is, again, this is not something, it's just not, you cannot create a connection in this form. But Varna Shankara means mixing. So what does this mean for us? What does it mean in this specific connotation? You always have to apply intelligence. To give shelter and to receive shelter, you have to utilize your intelligence. So Prabhupada was saying that Vedic system is interdependent on each other, with a different way of protection rather than exploitation. In this age of Kali, exploitation is very much predominant. Those which are in administration, the politics, the rulers, the kings, that are exploiting the people, the prajas, rather than give them protection. Arjuna was ready to protect a son of one random person in the kingdom from Yamaraj. Arjuna was actually ready to give up his life if he cannot give shelter. So the Vedic system is based only on protection rather than exploitation. So the more you give, the more you are part of the Varnashram system. The Vaishyas, they provide food. Kshatriyas provide protection. Brahmanas provide guidance. So yeah. And the unhappiness is many times an indication of us not following properly. It's very difficult to kind of reinvoke the Vedic standards of Varnashram system. Very difficult. But we have one secret weapon, and that is the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everything else will be provided. What happens that by you connecting yourself to the direct source, naturally the information from the ultimate source will come and the things will manifest. I mean, ISKCON is 50 years old, more than 50. It's a still very, very young movement. Actually, the Sikh philosophy is based on being unhappy. In a sense that when the Sikh philosophy or Sikh religion manifested in the 15th century, it was because the Kshatriyas been completely disgusted with the way the Brahmanical caste was functioning. Disgusted. They've been part of the Vedic system very much. So much so that they rejected Brahmanas because they've been associating with Muslims. Because the Muslims, they've been eating meat, they've been doing many different types of, they've been indulging in many different things. And Brahmanas, based on that, okay, I'll have maybe a better position in society. But the Kshatriya has been disgusted with this mentality. Therefore, the Sikh philosophy, the Sikh religion, separate from the Vedic Varnashram system. So if we are dissatisfied, don't disconnect yourself. If you are dissatisfied, see where is the problem, attack the problem, and try to help the problem to be better, to kind of mitigate the problem based on Krishna consciousness rather than mind speculation, if that makes sense. So I'll finish here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If there are any points or questions, maybe for a few minutes we can speak. Sankirtan Priyapur.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a very detailed class. I was thinking, Prabhupada mentions when he was leaving this world, or just before, that his work here is 50% complete. The other 50% is the establishment of Varnashram. And you mentioned and touched on those points as how difficult it will be or it can be to have that as an established system to be deployed across the world. Yes, it will be difficult, but as you've said, as there are instructions, we must endeavor through the process of chanting, meditation, as well as education. We must endeavor. So, would you say that to re-establish that process, or at least start the endeavoring process, what would be our approach?
Approach would be assimilating culture. Varnashram system is actually culture, is a true culture, is a true spiritual culture. If you go to places in India where this culture is still kind of predominant, South India, Prabhupada said the South Indians have quite a lot of culture. Gujarat and different places in India. Was it Bangladesh as well? They were very nice Vaishnavas there. So you have to practice culture and you have to accept culture. So culture is, that's what Varnashram system means. And to practice culture means just training and being brought up in that culture. So our duty is to create environment which is conducive for acceptance of this culture, where children are growing up amongst Vaishnava devotees, where Gurukul is accepted, where there is mother and father together working to kind of to help the society, to brought up nice children, where there are kshatriyas who are ready to protect the society, and most importantly, where there is caste of intelligent men, brahmanas, who can educate all the others. And Varnashram system means acceptance, means accepting who I am, accepting what I got, and accepting what I have to do for the welfare of the society. And that sometimes is not easy. If you are in a society which glorifies the brahmanas, naturally you want to be a brahmana. You want to be on the altar. You want to offer the arati. You want to dress the deities. But if you don't have those qualifications, if you don't have that guna and karma, then on the mental platform you say, well, I want to be, I feel like I have to be there. Then you start endeavoring. But the intelligence means, look, you just don't have it, but it takes. Accept it. And do what you can for the welfare of the society. So Varnashram system is a system of actually accepting who you are and how you can contribute. It's as simple as that. It's all based on acceptance. So people have to get up from the mental platform and just be ready to accept whatever position their material nature facilitated for them based on their desires. Guna and karma, you cannot trick that. That's simple as that. Put someone who's a Shudra amongst books for 8 hours and he can't stand. Put a Brahmana to, you know, do some work, then he will have difficulties to do. Of course, on the other hand, there's Devi Varnashram system established by Bhaktisiddhanta. But what I'm saying is, if you want to have Varnashram system, you have to accept what you have. That's it.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. Just regarding Sankirtan Prabhu's point, His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami used to talk about this point a lot. He said that ISKCON is basically the brahmanas of society already. Srila Prabhupada has created brahmanas already because they're leading the next thing that we must do is create the Kshatriyas. And so this will be, we have like voting system right now, democracy, and people like Tulsi Gabbard. So the point that he was making that day was that if we have Krishna consciousness entering into politics and create a Krishna conscious government, everything else will come naturally. Mm. So Tulsi Gabbard, obviously, many devotees can come into the voting system. It will take some time for sure. I mean, but Tulsi Gabbard is there as an example of it can happen. You know, we have a devotee who's in the political, parties. And so this is the, this is one of the ways we have to create the Kshatriyas, actually. And the farm communities are for them, everyone else, So this is just another point I just wanted to put.
Yeah. Yeah, politics are very tricky these days. Politics are not as in the past where the Kshatriya has been ruling. Today's politics is all about, tricking people, exploiting people. So even if you are a devotee and you try to go to politics, very bad combination. And I'm not here to speak about the person, Tulsi Gabbard, who she is and what kind of things she speaks. Slightly, if you do some kind of a research, you can make your own opinion. And sometimes when you are in politics, because you're dealing with mass of people, there is certain reduction of standards, let's put it this way. So yes, she practices Krishna consciousness. She reads or chants or whatever. But the moment you enter politics, politics is just something not so devotional. Therefore, there is a reduction of standards, just saying. But yeah, if we can create our own country, I'll be far out. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for tolerating. Srila Prabhupada ki, Amala Purana Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki.